We welcome you fieldside here at Lehigh University. Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles linebacker Brian Roll, year number two for you, young man. Hey, not a bad rookie season looking back. Congratulations on defying what the people on the outside expected.
Most definitely. It was a good season. And for me personally, and I remember having a coach with, you know, meeting with Coach Caldwell, and I told him, I said, it wasn't good enough for me. But, you know, people told me I wasn't going to play. I couldn't play. I may not make it out of camp. I'll be special teams. But, you know, I know with, you know, the grace of God and my hard work, you know, I was able to, you know, get on the field and show them what I could do.
Brian, I mean, whether you admit it or not, it must motivate you to hear people say, he's too small, he can't play, he won't make it to this level.
Well, I'll tell you, the motivation is, you know, it's more so just doing it rather than proving to somebody you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know you can do it, you know you have the ability to do it, and the coaches believe in you, it doesn't matter what the outsiders say. The coaches, they wouldn't have brought me in here, you know, GM, owner, they wouldn't have brought me in here. They didn't think I could play. And I just thank them for the opportunity.
Do you keep tabs on other linebackers who had been drafted ahead of you?
Most definitely.
Do you?
Most definitely. I look at that.
Scratch them off the wall?
Yeah, most definitely. I just look at, you know, you have all these guys that, you know, high round picks. They have the physique that the coaches look for, this prototypical size. I keep it, you know, in the back of my mind that, you know, if this is what they want, I'm going to show them what they need. And last year, I feel like I did that.
Was there ever a point in your career, high school, whatever, where you actually saw a coach or an evaluator look at your body and go, no?
Not at all. Because I remember actually one of the first times I seen the coach on the sidelines from Wisconsin, Dave Doring, and he looked at me. I remember him looking on the sideline. His eyes was like, you know, it was a play where I was running maybe, it was like 100 miles an hour. And I remember after talking to him, he said he'd never seen a guy run that fast every play. So there's never been a situation where I've seen the coach look at me and say, oh, I don't think he'll make it. It was more of surprised that, you know, how athletic I was for the size that I am.
When did you fall in love with football?
Maybe I was like 14 to 15. Before that, I was in it, you know, but not really in it. Now, I was, you know, afraid of the contact, believe
were
it or not.
Really?
I didn't like it at all.
Were you one with the ball at that point?
Actually, I wasn't. I was a big kid, so I was a lineman at a point. I was a center.
Well, who would want to do that, really?
It was kind of fun, but like I said, I wasn't really into it. But, you know, I looked up to my older brother. He played at Illinois State, and I watched him how good he was, and I started to take it serious. And his coach in high school eventually was my coach, and he talked me into playing.
14 and 15, was there a moment that changed it? Did they finally get you out of snapping the ball and say, hey, go hit that guy with the ball?
I was actually on my way to high school. Like I say, and I remember the first day of practice, you know, as a coach, he just told me, you know, he said, you can be great like your brother. And I remember him telling me that. And me, I didn't think much of it. You know, after a great freshman season in high school, like 20-something odd touchdowns, 2,500 rushing yards.
Wow.
I got serious with it, and that's when I really, you know, gave him all.
Maybe this is premature to ask you, Brian, but what do you think is harder, reaching the NFL or staying in the NFL?
Wow. I'd probably say staying. Just for the simple fact that, I mean, you can have guys in college who – all world, get to the NFL and don't quite pan out.